Recent rains have dampened wildfires in some parts of the province, but government says it hasn't been near enough to ease drought conditions that plague almost all regions of BC. According to provincial figures, 26% of the province is experiencing the second worst level of drought, while another 13%, Vancouver Island, Bulkley Lakes, and Upper Fraser West, is at the worst level. Speaking Wednesday, August 21, Minister of Water, Land and Resource Stewardship Nathan Cullen urged people to reduce their water consumption. He said BC is in a better place this year than in August of last year, but that it doesn't mean people should be complacent. He and BC. Emergency Management Minister Bowen Ma provided an update on wildfire activity and drought conditions on Wednesday. Of BC's 32 water basins, just one, the Northwest, has sufficient water to meet socioeconomic and ecosystem needs, according to the provincial drought classification system. Another 8 basins are experiencing level 1 or level 2 drought conditions, meaning adverse impacts are rare or unlikely, while 12 are at level 3, meaning impacts are possible. 7 basins are classified as level 4, where adverse impacts are likely, and 4 are at level 5, where hits to regional socioeconomic and ecosystem needs are almost certain. Concern for migrating salmon. Cullen said voluntary measures to conserve water remain crucial to sustaining water flows that support both human uses as well as aquatic life, including salmon. He added that they may issue water conservation orders if voluntary actions don't prove to be enough. Any temporary restriction orders that would be issued by my ministry are taken very deliberately, and they would include things like local knowledge, the best science, as well as what the socioeconomic impacts are, he said. We don't have any restrictions right now, but there are a number of areas around the province that have historically vulnerable fish populations that are also sitting with worrisomely low water levels in their streams. It's a concern the BC Watershed Security Coalition raised in their own statement on Wednesday. The coalition said record low flows in some watersheds combined with higher than normal water temperatures is threatening wild salmon populations. Salmon currently migrating up the Fraser and Chilcotin rivers are further being challenged by the fallout of a July landslide, which initially blocked the water systems before releasing a surge of sediment. A recent report from the Silhcutin National Government's Emergency Salmon Task Force found that debris and sediment from the slide are dramatically impacting sockeye and Chinook salmon spawning runs. It said fish monitoring equipment has only detected 31 Chinook and 16 sockeye passing through the slide site at a time when thousands of sockeyes should be moving through. Read also, landslide debris, dramatically impacting Chilcotin salmon run. Cullen said the government is monitoring the situation very closely with local First Nations, but could not offer any damage estimates at this stage. What we hope for, of course, is that nature heals itself through this passage and salmon are able to get through and spawn, and people are able to harvest as well. But if that is not possible because of the turbidity of the water, because of the state of the water and the dirtiness of it, we are preparing options with First Nations and local government to make sure we have another solution in place. Drought continue fuel wildfire activity. The drought conditions also continue to be a major factor in this year's wildfire season. Ma said recent storms and rain in the southern part of the province have provided some firefighting relief, but added that much of BC remains extremely dry. The fire situation is still active, she said. Despite making progress on many fires, we are still in the core wildfire season, and we must remain vigilant and alert, she said, adding that BC has seen in past years just how quickly conditions can change. According to provincial figures, 356 wildfires are burning across the province as of midday Wednesday. Officials say 103 of them are out of control and 2 blazes are wildfires of note, meaning they are especially visible or pose a threat to people or infrastructure. Wildfires have scorched 1.01 million hectares in BC since April 1, making 2024 the fourth worst year on record. Last year, wildfires burned a record-breaking 2.85 million hectares. When asked about the difference between the 2023 and 2024 seasons, Ma said BC has experienced a little bit of luck this year when it comes to weather. She added that the province and BC Wildfire Service also took and implemented lessons from last year, which have helped them along. Another measure of the difference in the two seasons is in how much the province spent. Whereas BC had put $556 million toward fighting wildfires by this time last year, this year's corresponding figure is $483 million. With files from the Canadian press.